Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
The Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone at 6:34. We're powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors, family owned and operated. The website is allfourseasonsgarages.com/Nashville. Time to head to Knoxville. Our friend Jimmy Himes joins us from Sports Radio WNML. Jimmy, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Kevin?
I'm good, man. Before we get into Tennessee, give us a thought or two on the SEC Championship tomorrow. Do you think Georgia's defense can slow down LSU?
I think Georgia's defense can slow them down, but probably not enough. You got the number one defense in the SEC against the number one offense. I think that Joe Burrow is so good, and his receivers are so good, and the running back for LSU, Clyde Hilaire, whatever Edwards, whatever his name is. He's got too many names. I think he's really good. He's a 1,000-yard rusher. I just think that that eventually LSU will end up pulling away. I picked LSU 30-20. My concern about Georgia is I think they've got to score some points to try to keep up with LSU. And Jake Fromm hadn't completed 50% of his passes in any of the last four games. I don't think his receiving core right now is very good. So I think LSU wins by 10.
As for Tennessee, are you hearing anything new on a possible bowl spot? And what do you think the chances are for the Music City Bowl?
Well, I think that Tennessee likely is going to go to the the Gator Bowl. The thing to look for is I think that the SEC is going to get three teams in the New Year's 8-6. And that means that the Citrus Bowl, in my opinion, will either get Florida or Alabama. And then I think the fifth team is going to be Auburn to the Outback Bowl. And Tennessee is so coveted, I think that the Gator Bowl is going to really clamor for them hard. I think if they can get past the Gator Bowl, they're going to be in the Music City Bowl. But I don't think they get past the Gator Bowl. So I think Tennessee said it to Jacksonville.
Alabama and Citrus Bowl, you don't hear those two in the same sentence very often, do you?
No, you don't. You used to could hear you can't spell Citrus without a U and C, right. But now you got Alabama. And that's a possible destination. They could end up, I guess, somewhere else in the Orange Bowl. But I think Florida might be a favorite for the Orange Bowl there because of their proximity. So it'll be an interesting decision that they make. But I've got either Florida or Alabama in the Citrus.
What did you think of the half-game suspension handed down from the SEC for Juwan Jennings?
I don't have a problem with it. I had a problem with Jennings' actions. That's been widely debated. There are a lot of people who feel like he did absolutely nothing. There's some that think he should have been kicked off the team, and I'm in between. But I didn't think it was a late hit. I thought it was borderline. The guy had a foot out of bounds, but he had a foot in the air, and before it hit, so he didn't have 2 feet out. So I thought it was a legal hit, but close. I thought he was kind of giving him the business when they were going down. I think he did rip the helmet off, and then he stepped on it. And you say, well, he didn't know where he was stepping. Well, to me, that's part of his fault, because if he didn't look where he was stepping and he knew he was on top of somebody, then he did not care that he stepped on the person. That's what bothers me. That's the problem. If he had that concern, he should have looked where he was stepping to make sure he didn't step on the guy. So he was going to step on him, whether it was going to be the face, the shoulder, the chest, whatever. And then he went off and he high-fived his teammates after the incident occurred. So, yeah, I thought he deserved to be punished, and I don't have a problem with it.
Jimmy Himes is our guest, Sports Radio WNML. That's where you can find him over in Knoxville.
Well, Jimmy, naturally it's TP time, and one name, and that's transfer portal, by the way. We just go on here on the air all the time. I call it TP, is that Jeremy Banks is not on there, and I was just wondering if there's a path if he could come back to the team, or is that just not in the question?
Oh, I don't think it's in the works at all. Okay. I mean, he got dismissed from the team, and there was for pretty good reason if you saw the video,
right.
Some of the stuff he did. So, no, I don't think there's any chance of him coming back. Since the start of the year, Tennessee has had 9 players enter the transfer portal and they have 1 kicked off, if I remember correctly. That's the numbers I have.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of attrition, and that certainly opens the door for Tennessee to be able to sign 25 players in this upcoming recruiting class.
And one name that we did not see on there is JG, and I don't think anybody expected to see him on there anyway, but Let's give us a bold prediction. Do you think he'll be back after all he's gone through? Why wouldn't he just stay? You don't think so?
I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do. He indicated he was coming back. He did it in a statement basically that said, I like the direction of this Tennessee program, and I can't wait to see what we do next year, what we do next year. So that indicates he's coming back, right? But he also had death threats. He also got benched. He also has some negative memories about some of the things that have happened in Tennessee. He's not guaranteed to be the starter. Does he want to go through next year what he did this year, which means he might be coming off the bench some? I don't know. Here's the negative thing about transferring. Does he really want a fifth offensive coordinator in 5 years?
Right.
Really? So I'm not sure what he's going to do. I wouldn't be surprised either way. There was a thought that he was going to transfer up to Rutgers where his dad played, get back closer to home, and be the starter up there. But I just don't know how to predict that one. I'm not even sure if he's made up his mind. Maybe he has, but I don't know what he's going to do, to be honest with you.
I'm just trying to get a better feel. This may be, you know, a crazy question, but are there any guys who are considering, you think, that are not going to play in the bowl game because they don't want to get injured for the NFL?
I'm going to say no, because I don't think any of them are projected to go high enough to do that. I think that Daryl Taylor has a chance, from what I'm talking to agents and so forth. He could be as high as a second or third rounder. But why wouldn't you play in a bowl game, try to get a couple sacks and move higher? And I think the same for Callaway, and I think the same for Warrior and Batuli and all those guys. So I don't think there's anybody that projects high enough to sit out a bowl game. So I'm going to say I think all of them will play.
Jimmy, what about Marcus Tatum's exit interview? Because he's another one headed for the transfer portal. You know, just saying, you know, just great things about the program, and just saying, you know, listen, I'm really not going to – it doesn't look like I have a great opportunity here, so I'm going to go, you know, as a grad transfer, go play somewhere else next year. But had nothing but great things to say about Coach Pruitt and the program. What did you make of all that?
Well, kind of the same thing Ryan Johnson did. So I'm not real surprised. I think it was just a situation where Tennessee recruited players that were better than he is. The same for Ryan Johnson. And so I could see where he would want to go somewhere and be able to start for a season and not be behind other players. He didn't get to play that much later in the year. And so I think the writing was on the wall that he wasn't really in their future plans. Also, Tennessee has a couple of really nice offensive linemen committed. So I think both Johnson and Tatum felt like, okay, I'm not going to get much playing time. I might as well try to cash in and play somewhere else. But they didn't have anything bad to say about Tennessee, which is nowadays is almost a little bit unusual.
Yeah.
Right? Most people, when they leave, they're bitter about something. But you didn't see that from either one.
Well, and my contention was, for those who said, well, what else was he going to say? And my response is, if he was unhappy or he's going to rip the program, he probably wouldn't have done the story, done the interview with David Ubben of The Athletic. So, you know, he worked in media relations as an intern, which is kind of interesting too. But
yeah.
He has an interesting perspective on the season and on the whole process. And it was pretty interesting, you know, seeing the program through his eyes.
Yeah, And Tatum is the guy. What did he come? He weighed about 250 when he got here,
give
or take a few pounds, and got up to about 315 pounds. He continued to work. Tennessee liked him because they thought when they signed him out of high school, he was a good athlete who had good feet. He had the frame to put on the weight. And he actually started early in his career against Alabama, which was kind of an injustice to him, but he did because of all the injuries that Tennessee had. But he just was not quite good enough to play at this level, and that happened. So I wish him the best, and I'm sure he'll land a place at a smaller school where he can start.
Jimmy Himes is our guest. Sports Radio WNML is his home over in Knoxville. 6:42 the time. This is the Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. More with Jimmy coming up in just a moment. First, a word from Blaine about Tennessee.
Yes, there are a lot of CBD products out there, and you're trying to figure out which one can you trust. Well, Blaine Bishop here. Yes, myself. I trust Tennessee CBD products because they have a patent-pending university-developed formula of CBD in each product. I've been taking Tennessee for a while now, and I feel pretty good. Many years of playing in the NFL gave me aches and pains that I live with daily, but thanks to Tennessee, I feel a lot better. Everything about Tennessee is local to Middle Tennessee. Even the plants that are used are Tennessee-grown, making it a Middle Tennessee company. You can feel confident using Tennessee, and there are several ways to try it. There are many different types of oils, like I'm using, like the salve that helps my achy finger and that I had surgery on, let alone all the sore muscles I have from working out, and I feel a lot better after I use it. So to learn more about what makes Tanasi different, go to Tanasi.com. Yes, that's TANASI.com. TANASI.com today.
Zone.
This is the Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. Coming up after 7 o'clock, your chance to win tickets for the Music City Bowl. Right now, we continue our Friday morning chat with our good friend Jimmy Himes from Sports Radio WNML in Knoxville.
Well, Jimmy, you know, you're hoping that the strong finish for Tennessee, you know, pays dividends in recruiting. Do you think they got a bounce out of it, or do you think they will?
I think they will. There are a number of people that they're in on, and I think they got a good chance to get them there. There's Tyler Barron from Knoxville that they're trying to get. Jay Hardy, they've not given up on him. He's from Chattanooga, committed to Auburn. There's several players from Memphis they would like. There's a Memphis player named Jabari Small, who's an athlete receiver that is committed to Ole Miss. He's opened up his commitment. I also think there's a chance Tennessee might look at I don't know this, but maybe Arkansas, Missouri. Programs where they have fired their coaches. Maybe there's a player Tennessee would like there. They like a tight end athlete named Darnell Washington, who is out of Las Vegas. They got a pretty good chance of getting him. He's a really, really good prospect. And I think what also helps is that you keep the ones that are committed to you. I think that's important as well. So after that 1-4 start, you wondered about that. After the finish, I think it's not only you're going to keep the ones you got, but it opens the door for others. I think Tennessee's issue is going to be they're going to have so many people they could sign. They could go well over the 25 if it was allowed. So I'll be curious to see, but I think Tennessee will have a strong finish in recruiting because of their strong finish on the field.
What'd you think of Greg Schiano when he took the Rutgers job again? Asked about the difference between fan receptions in Tennessee and Rutgers, and he said New Jersey has sharper people. They just get it.
Well, can you blame him?
No, I can't. I mean, not at all. Not at all.
I don't. And I know a lot of people are sensitive to that, and that's okay. But I thought the way the Tennessee fan base treated him was wrong. I thought the people that painted the rock at UT that said he was a child molester, that was completely inaccurate, and it was wrong. And so I thought he was mistreated, and I don't blame him. Good luck to him at Rutgers, but I can't blame him for being bothered by the reaction to the Tennessee fan base when Tennessee was about to hire him.
Jimmy, as far as basketball, a few days off for this program, but before Tennessee plays Memphis in a couple weeks, how do you think they stand as opposed to where Rick Barnes would like for them to be here?
I think he'd like for them to shoot better.
Yeah.
They're not a real good shooting team. They don't shoot the three that well right now. Lamonte Turner has been the worst of the group as far as looking at the volume of shots versus percentage. He's got a left shoulder injury he doesn't like to talk about. I think that's impacted him. I think Rick Barnes also bothered by the turnovers. They had 21 against Florida State against 5 assists. They had double digits turnover the second half against Florida A&M. I excuse that a little bit because Tennessee was trying a whole bunch of different combinations with a whole bunch of different players, and the turnover started to mount up a little bit. I think that's natural when you're not used to playing with each other during a game. So I think turnovers and shooting are two of the concerns he's had. One of the season-long concerns I've got for Tennessee is inside scoring, inside rebounding, and inside defense. I just don't see that guy. But I was intrigued that the other day when I asked Rick Barnes, who is the inside scorer that you like other than John Fulkerson, he said Olivier Komwa. He said he is as talented as any player on the team, which I thought was a very strong statement. And then he backed it up with an 11.13 rebound performance. So I think Komwa is a guy that has to emerge to help Tennessee inside in rebounding and in scoring.
Jimmy, by the time we talk to you on Monday, we'll know who all the conference champions are. Who do you think the top four is going to be when it's all said and done?
I think it is going to be LSU, Clemson, Dabo. I think you're going to make it, okay? Okay, you're going to get in there, boy. I think that the Ohio State, clearly those three. And I'm going to say, because I believe LSU beats Georgia, I'm going to say Utah. I mean, Utah beats Oregon tonight. I know that ESPN and all their computers and their projections say it's going to be Oklahoma moving ahead of Utah. But I think Utah's going to hold off. I've seen Utah play. They got a a good quarterback, an outstanding running back, a great defense. I think it's going to be Utah.
Jimmy, thanks so much. We'll talk to you on Monday morning.
Okay, guys. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you do the same. Jimmy Himes, Sports Radio WNML in Knoxville every Monday and Friday here on the Wake Up Zone.